FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
It's that time of the night. Oh, we get excited for it. Look, it is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. If you've never heard this part of the show after 9 o'clock, look, I must give out a content warning because things can get a bit racy. If you've never heard it, just take a listen to what this guy had to say about when we asked about butt play.
I felt her sort of slip a finger just around the edges.
Yeah.
And then I was enjoying it.
As would Marvin Gaye if he was around. God, I love this track. And it's such a fitting song because it's all about the sexy stuff, Tom.
Yeah, look, tonight we have questions and we want your responses on 133353.
It's a Q&A.
It's essentially how it works. I want to know if you've done a sperm donation. Have you donated sperm?
And we mean the proper kind. No, nothing like, yeah, I gave this person a donation.
Yeah.
We want a genuine medical version, don't we?
You can stop with those calls. Yeah, but... Did you have to donate sperm? Maybe you had to do it for,
IVF.
You know, IVF. Thank you, Ollie. Thanks for saving me. What was it like? I've got a ton of questions. I don't know what it's like. Do you get paid for it?
Do you do it regularly? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Do you just keep churning it out?
Sperm donors, 133353 is
this
number.
Is your moment, sperm donors. It's your moment. Time to shine.
Yeah, essentially. That's what I want to know.
So rock up on 133353 and we'll take your calls.
Don't say rock up. That's weird. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Offspring, got to get away. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hey, we have questions. And after 9 o'clock, they must be flag posted with...
What? You mean flagged or signposted as being naughty or offensive?
Correct. So I must do a content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Listening to Hack and Ollie here.
Oh, God.
Tom is the hack. I'll take over, Tom. Sperm donation is the hot topic.
Yeah.
On 133353, we're keen to know if you've done it. What's the process? What's it like? What is the norm? All that stuff.
What's the deal? We just have questions for you. No one has given us a call on 133353. It seems like there's no sperm donors.
Which has got to be untrue.
Oh, come on. I mean, I had an ad pop up on my Facebook the other day saying, hey, do you want to donate sperm?
Really?
Yeah. Well, they said that they needed people to come in and donate sperm. And I'm like...
Well, I give blood, so I'd definitely be happy to give sperm as well. It's easier, surely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to faint like I faint when I give blood. Well, I hope I don't faint from giving sperm. That'd be embarrassing.
Would you do it? Like, would you be cool with it?
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, why not? It's just...
Well, I mean...
what I can imagine, it's just, you know, offloading a...
Yeah, but then what if there's... You have kids?
I think it's, out of sight, out of mind. You know what I mean, though?
Really?
What, I'm not going to be, like, wondering, where are my kids? Maybe I am. I don't know. I don't know. This is the question we want to know.
Yeah, good call, Ollie. 133353 if you are a sperm donor. I think that I would be pretty awkward about the whole situation.
What? So you give the sperm away, you go on with your day, you think, what, in a year's time you're going to go, oh, geez, hang on, is my kid out there somewhere and start freaking out?
I think in like 18 years I'll be like, what if that kid comes and looks for me? Isn't there this whole new thing about laws?
You can make it anonymous, surely.
But I think that isn't there this whole new thing that was getting like... That you could go search for your parents, for your father, essentially.
Wow.
And then they can...
I feel like if you give sperm, you should have the right to remain anonymous.
Well, Ollie, I can't answer those questions. 133353, if you have donated sperm, we have these questions for you. What's it like? What's the process? Can you stay anonymous? Or, look, I'll flip it around. If you're someone who has been a sperm donor kid, 133353.
Last chance, by the way. We're moving on otherwise.
It's Dom and Ollie on Triple M. Pete Murray, Take Me Down. His upcoming album, Camacho, is out soon. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Look, it is naughty after nine, so I should say, look, content warning for everything after nine.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
133353. Tonight, we're asking about sperm donors.
Can't Come on, Tom. Keep
sperm
it together.
Sperm donors.
This is why no one's calling up, Tom, because you can't speak properly.
I just don't think sperm donors are a big thing. Like, I don't think it happens that much, it seems.
What, there's bloody one that's listening? That's insane. Well, at least we have got one. Troy, you've done this.
I have, twice.
Wow.
Twice. What's the process? Were you going to a medical place or...?
Well, I went through, first of all, it was for my partner, the first time anyway. We went through an IVF clinic in Melbourne. And basically, you turn up to a hospital, they give you a little jar and you go into a room which had luxurious sort of red couch. And
right, so it's not clinical inside, like it's not like fluoro lights and stuff.
It is fluoro lights, yeah, okay. Pretty much that.
But the
couch, the couch sounds a bit sexy. Like a red couch sounds a bit sexy.
Yeah, it was. They did have wipes on the wall, and I made sure that I wiped down the couch prior to sort of sitting on it. But and there's a TV on the wall, and I've got to be honest with you, it was they only had lesbian porn on there, and it wasn't really my cup of tea.
Wow, they only had lesbian porn on the TV.
Yeah, so
that's strange.
And then, that is weird.
And then the second time, friend of mine was finding it hard to conceive with his partner, and they went through IVF and they found out that he was the issue, so I donated and they've gone on to have a little boy as well, which biologically is my son, but he'll obviously never know that.
Wow.
So,
okay.
And what's that conversation like before going through that? I mean, that's a pretty big process, I guess.
Well, they were trying through IVF at the same time as we were, and obviously, you know, conversations when you're talking about how the process is going and you go through a lot of tests, et cetera, beforehand to find out, you know, how good your swimmers are. And then it was revealed that he actually had the issue. So I turned around and I said, oh, no, mine are good, and... I said, you're welcome to it, just as a bit of a joke. And
Troy, is there legal stuff surrounding all this? Like,
yeah, very much so.
And
yeah,
right. So he...
Like what?
Yeah.
Well, in Australia, like, it's a little bit different to, like, the US, et cetera, where the child at a certain age can actually, if they want to, you have to be able to sign to say that they can find you. Obviously... In my case, a little bit different because I'll know this child its whole life. In fact, I'm its godparent.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different stuff. You have to go to counselling before you start. You have to have an interview with a psychologist to make sure that everyone's on the same page. And
Troy, how old is your mate's kid?
He'll be 3 in July.
And do you look at him, you must look at him in a different way than, you know, other people's kids? Do you connect a bit or?
Oh, yeah, it's weird. Like, it's strange, but like at the same time, like, he's very much their child. He's not, he's no way mine, but there's certainly affection for him. Like, but I'm just glad I was able to, you know, obviously it's pretty much the ultimate gift that you could ever give a mate. So,
yeah.
I did offer to do it naturally. His wife's very attractive, but
I was going to ask that, Troy. That does happen. And was that a joke or was it a real offer?
Well, no, I think I would have been. I don't think my partner would have been too happy at all.
So
wow. It does happen, Tom.
Does it actually happen?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Really? Have you heard of that, Troy?
Oh, look, I know a few girls that have got to a certain age and they've just gone out and with the sole intention of hooking up impregnate me and never to meet ever again.
I would love to hear it. If that's happened to you, 133353, if you're going out and you're seeking impregnation from random guys, 133353. I would love to hear about this.
Or if you've done as what Troy joked about, where you did sleep with someone too purely to get them pregnant, maybe as part of an arranged situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to hear that. Because it is true, I'm sure, that IVF isn't as successful, like natural conception. Sex does work better.
Thanks for the call, Troy. 133353, you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Whoa!
Guns N' Roses with Knockin' on Heaven's Door here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. God, I love Guns N' Roses.
And what do you do before we play this thing?
We always give a content warning after 9 p.m.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Yeah, role reversal. Love it.
Yeah, can do it.
You can catch up on the podcast at triplem.com.au or head to iTunes. Just search Tom and Ollie. We are doing Naughty After 9. We're asking about sperm donations. We do want to move on to when a wee has snuck up on you.
AKA, when have you peed your pants? Let's be honest, that's what that is. When have you pissed your pants? But Chris has snuck in at the last minute to offer up some wisdom around the idea of the sperm donation. Chris, have you done it?
No, guys, I haven't. I thought about it about 10 years ago before I met my partner, but going through the prelim of the process,
yeah,
found out that I pretty much wouldn't be accepted anyway.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because of my hair colour.
What?
You're not a redhead, are you?
I am.
And they actually don't accept redheads.
It's pretty much across the board. I hope hopefully times have moved on now, because, you know, it's quite a hard pill to swallow being told that, because genetically there's nothing wrong with me. I'm, you know, good strong features in a person as well, but that's the only reason.
And they are they open about this?
Pretty much, yeah.
And what's their reasoning?
It's just when they actually, because sometimes, depending on, you know, how open you are about donation and whatnot, if you are going in as a female to try and select someone that you want to have, you know, the sperm from, they do show you a photo book, and they basically don't accept redheads. There's a lot of girls that just don't accept it.
Wow! So they try and fill a quota of how much they expect they'll be interested in.
Pretty much, yeah.
So is there at least one or two redheads for the couple of girls who like redheads?
Wouldn't have a clue. All I know is I got told by a couple of places just that this wouldn't happen.
And what if you're really ugly or really, you know, maybe you're unhealthy or something? Would they say no to you then?
No idea.
What were some of the questions that they asked in the prelim interview?
Well, pretty much most of them didn't even sort of get to that point. They just sort of went, oh, you've got red hair. No, don't worry.
Chris, that is brutal.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Chris. I'm so sorry to hear that.
After all the high school teasing you would have copped as well, Chris, then that happens.
Well, that's it. Yeah, it's been one of those things, you know. It's something about your makeup you can't really change. I mean, one time I tried dyeing it jet black and looked completely goth and went, yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those things about your makeup that, you know, you sort of got to wear with pride, really.
God,
I feel like
insane.
That the awkward comedian Luke McGregor is bringing the redhead thing into a bit of spotlight. He's making it a bit workable. He's dorky, brilliant. But he's lovable.
Can you ever see him donating sperm, though, Ollie?
Well, I can see him donating sperm, but I can't see it being used. I'm sorry. It's too harsh. But the funny gene is strong in him. The force is strong in that area.
Get out.
Back away. Get dig out. A hole. 1-3-3-5-3 up next. When has a wee snuck up on you? When have you peed your pants?
Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
I want to jump straight into this one, Ollie.
Before you jump in, I have got to promote my quick photo I posted on Instagram.
It's not worth it.
And Facebook. It is a joke about Footy Classified.
You've tried these before.
Look, I'm starting a thing with footy memes. Although it's not really a meme, it's more of a photo, and I've captioned it with
Hurry
my
up.
Thoughts.
Hurry
so
up.
Check it out. Footy Classified. It's a comment on Caroline Wilson, Gary Lyon, and Craig Hutchinson.
Great. Where can you see it?
Tom and Ollie on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, great. Good call.
Get in touch.
I want to jump straight into this one, Ollie.
Jump straight in, Tom.
When we mentioned have you weed yourself in the office, two ladies came up straight away and said, oh my God, this happened to me. So we thought, look, it has to happen for Naughty After 9.
Couple of piss stories, Tom. People are pissing their pants left, right and centre. One of those stories, in fact, was...
Save it till after the song. You did your joke.
No, it's real quick. It's real quick. Basically, I'll shorten the name to M. She did a wee at one of her siblings' weddings on the dance floor. She was laughing so much, she pieced her pants on the dance floor at her wedding, and it was like all down her leg.
Can you relate? Has a wee snuck up on you? 1-3-3-5-3. Basically, have you weed yourself? You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Now it's the Beatles. Revolution Beatles, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. A content warning after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
This one may be a gross one if you're easily offended. 1-3-3-5-3. We're asking if a wee has snuck up on you, a.k.a. have you weed your pants?
Surely it happens a lot, Tom.
We talked about when the number two snuck up.
Well, we had emergency poos last week, which was a really big hit. People were loving sharing their stories, which you can catch in the podcast on iTunes. But also, right now, it's the wee's turn to shine. Let those wee stories out. When have you peed your pants?
1-3-3-5-3 if you have done this. Ali, it's happened to you.
It has.
Yes.
What happened? What happened was I was actually on a Tinder date.
Ali.
It went well enough to lead to a sleepover.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, yep. So what's happened is I've always had this recurring dream where I've been swimming. So obviously I've thought it's okay to do a wee. What's happened is I've been sleeping, having this dream, and I've woken up mid-wee. Oh. And so it's actually happened as well as happening in my dream.
Oh, no.
Did he wake up?
No, he didn't. I just had to hide it, it was bad.
How do you hide it? Was it your
bed? No, it wasn't my bed. No, it was his bed.
So what do you do?
Well, I just laid there and moved forward enough so that if he rolled over, he wouldn't notice.
but, so what happened in the morning?
Well, he left for work earlier than me, so changed the sheets. And he was like, and I made the bed. He was like, thanks for making my bed.
Ali. Okay.
So he had no idea?
No idea.
Oh, well done, Ali.
You got away with murder there.
He's now my boyfriend. Oh. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know?
No.
How long have you been dating for?
9 months.
And will you ever let him know?
No.
Surely it's a funny story after a while.
Maybe if he does it one day, then I'll say hey.
Yeah.
Oh my God. 1-3-3-5-3. Have you weed your pants? Or, I'll accept weeing the bed because it's an accidental wee.
It's a wee sneaking up on you, isn't it? When has a wee snuck up on you?
Accidental wees, 1-3-3-5-3. I know it can happen after a couple of drinks, guys. Actually.
Well, personal story, is it, Tom?
After this.
Up next, Tom shares all.
It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Exclusive.
Bernard Fanning, Reckless, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We're doing Naughty After 9, so as I must say, a content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Look, do you want to say it or do you want me to say it, Ollie?
I'm not sure what to say, so you say it.
Have you weed yourself?
Oh, yeah, that.
1-3-3-5-3. That's what we're asking. If you have, give us a call. It can be embarrassing. It can happen to the best of us.
Where were you when you pissed your pants? What happened?
Yeah, I was going to tell you a story, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was traveling overseas and I was staying at a good friend's, family house over in a place called London.
Yeah.
And they were lucky enough to put me up because London's super expensive with accommodation.
Sure, man.
I went out one night and got on the beers and stuff, came home.
Hero.
And I was on their fold-out couch. Like a foam fold-out couch. And I accidentally left a little wet patch on that couch.
Why? Just drunk?
Drunk.
Pissed your pants?
Literally.
Did you wake up at the time? Bed. In the moment?
I'm pretty sure I did, and it was only a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was oh man, this is so embarrassing.
Actually, Tom, while we're sharing gross stories, I can add to that, but not piss, right? This is really weird. I came home in the last 2 weeks. I was really quite drunk.
Just look at Belle's face right now, our producers.
I know. Shocked. Look, wait for it. I didn't do a piss. In my drunken stupor in about 2 a.m., I obviously had something in my throat. And I hoiked up a big spit.
What?
And spat over the side of the bed. And Sarah was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, Ollie, clean that up. I know.
Ollie?
Filthy.
Did you clean it up?
Plain out filthy. No, I was in a stupor. So I rolled over and went to sleep, and she had to get up and clean up. She's like, "You're an idiot." She shined her torch on her phone torch on it, and then was like, "Ollie, like a dog in my face, like, Ollie, look what you've done. Look at this." She's going to rub my face in it.
I'm so glad you told that story, because now I'm way less gross than you.
Yeah, I win. Mark, can you beat that? 133353, have you had a wee snuck up on you?
Yeah. So it's kind of like the story. It's kind of like your story. Obviously, I had a big night out drinking and I went home with the missus and that. And I wake up to her shaking me pretty violently because apparently I just pissed all over, up her back, on her clothes, and in her hair.
In her hair, Mark.
It was big, a big night on the waters, obviously.
Just a real fountain.
So I obviously felt pretty embarrassed. She was fuming, so start changing the sheets and that. Actually had a couple of mates come back and stay the night at mine, just crashed there. And so as we're kind of, bearing the evidence or whatever, they come in and, what happened? And straight away my missus is just like, "Oh yeah, Mark, you spilled Gatorade everywhere, so we're just changing the sheets." So,
good girlfriend.
She was. She still covered for me.
Yeah,
so.
That's love, Mark.
God, that is insane. You don't want to wake up to that.
Whereas my girlfriend didn't cover for me. She's just like, "You're gross."
Yeah, well, because you spat her next to the
bed.
I
can't remember doing it. It's a strange thing. I would never do that in the light of day.
Content warning. We're asking if you've weed yourself. Hey, Pete.
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Pete. Where'd you pee yourself?
Yeah, well, this is a bit of a childhood story. See, I was quite a quiet guy. I didn't want to pay too much attention to it, draw attention to myself. So there I am in class and, feeling I need a wee. Oh, no, And then I'm like, I don't really want to put my hand up. Everyone will be looking at me, being like, that guy. So, so I decided to go there.
In the classroom?
In the classroom. It's just before lunch as well. So I was like, "Oh, no, now I've got to get up and everyone's going to look. It's time to go to lunch." And so teacher's like, "Everyone, it's time to head off to lunch." I'm like, "Oh, don't move." I'm just sitting there like, you're real embarrassed, right? And he's like, "Yeah, Pete, time to go to lunch." I'm like, "Can't say, I've weed myself." He's like, "Yeah, right, okay. I'll have to watch property and see if I can get something for you then."
God, Pete. Stop yelling, Pete.
Oh, God, Pete. I mean, as a child, it's it happens, doesn't it?
It's just a very distorted phone line, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was full on.
Scott?
Hope he survives that.
133353. What happened?
My guys, how are you going?
Good, Scott.
That's good. So I had a share house there with one of my mates, right, at one stage, and we actually shared a room. Mm-hmm. And he's gone out and I've gone, picked up the girlfriend's, my girlfriend and his girlfriend. I've come home and his bed was on the floor and I've walked in and I've opened the door and it was absolutely reeked of urine. And I've gone, "Oh my God, what the hell's going on?" The two girls right behind me. And I've looked down and I'm like, okay. And I've sort of turned the lights on and wet patch. You would not believe it.
Oh.
And he's in the meantime, I've sent him a message saying, "What the hell's going on? I've just found this, two girls seen it." And he was like, "Oh, no." And it was just pretty chaotic after that. Needless to say, she did break up with him.
Oh, really? Just dumped like right away?
Pretty much. It was like a week later.
Wow.
She didn't speak to him. And he was like she seen him that night, like as if nothing was, nothing was wrong.
Yep.
And then he didn't see her for like a week. And then he got a text message.
Oh, wow. Well, you had Mark's girlfriend who was very apologetic. I mean, covered for him. It was nice about it. And then you get other guys are getting dumped for it. You just never, you can't do it. You just can't risk it.
133353. If you weed yourself, it's Tom and Ollie Naughty After 9 MMM. Fight for your right, Beastie Boys. It's Tom and Ollie on MMM. It's Naughty After 9, so we have to give out a content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
And we don't have long left in the show. We are asking if a wee has snuck up on you.
We are fighting for your right to tell your story about when you pissed your pants. 133353. If you have got a story, you better sneak in real fast because we're about to hit play on Diana Ross, which means that we leave, doesn't it?
We'll play. I can play Diana Ross.
I'm coming out.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Bloody good, Nathan. How's your night been?
Fantastic. Just got home from work, so.
Great.
Late night.
Yeah, well, you boys are still at work, so can't complain.
Yeah, true. We work hard.
God.
Yeah.
Such a tough job.
Yeah. So, it wasn't me that wet the bed or anything like that. I got home after a Super Bowl Eve party.
Oh, right.
And had taken a young lady home that I'd had a little bit of a crush on. And we enjoyed ourselves, etc. Went to sleep.
Bravo.
I woke up a couple of hours later, and she was scooting down to towards the end of the bed. She obviously must have thought that she was still at home, and that her bathroom was just in front of her bedroom.
Oh no!
And yeah, proceeded to pop a squat in the middle of my bedroom floor.
Jesus, Nathan, what do you think about that when you got your new crush doing a wee in your bedroom?
I was hoping I was imagining things, because obviously I'd had a few beers, so I was just hoping that this wasn't happening. I didn't want to wake her up either, whether she was, you know, sleep taking a wee. So
it's a good test of love, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, have you seen her again?
She's good friends with her ex of mine, so I actually see her fairly regularly. But to say anything went further past that would be stretching the tooth.
Was it a deal breaker for you?
Probably the wing all over my favourite towel was probably the deal breaker, I reckon. So
yeah, once your favourite towel gets ruined, you're done.
I know the feeling.
Poor girl. You don't know the feeling. Well, do you piss on towels a lot, do you? Or watch your friends piss on your towels? You don't mind a bit of piss though, Tom, so it's interesting. You don't mind getting a bit of piss in the bedroom?
Okay,
I've heard.
That's enough. Anyway, that is enough. That's enough lies.
Tom's coming out.
Hey, you can grab the podcast and listen to tonight's show and catch up on all of the best bits. You go to iTunes, you search Tom and Ollie, or head to triplem.com.au.
Whilst you do that, also tonight, head to Tom and Ollie on Instagram or Facebook and check out my Footy Classifieds meme. It's barely even a meme, to be honest. But look, one person, Mel Tata Daily 12, said, right on. So, it's going off. Have a good night. See ya. Bye.
Bye.